Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 12, 2024. Clothe the light of the Creator in our intention. Question: if some situation occurs in the 10, what does it mean that we clothe it in reflected light in our relationships in order to reveal the Creator? Answer: if we have the right relationship with each other and hence the right attitude toward the Creator, then we unite and turn to the Creator together in our desire to receive from Him in order to bestow to Him. When we act this way, as a result of our work, the light of the Creator clothes in our intention toward Him, and to this extent we receive from Him. Question: if one of our friends does not agree with some situation, how can the whole 10 make a correction instead of him or help him do it? Answer: unite as much as you can despite the fact that you are a half or a quarter of the 10, it does not matter. Act as you need to, and everything else will come. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 26, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam after the Tzimtzum. The 10 is an instrument in the hands of the Creator. Question: at what stage of spiritual development does a person attain the first 10 sefirot? Answer: 10 sefirot gradually open up to him to the extent that he wants to be with his friends and direct all his desires and thoughts to the Creator. Question: can we ask to have light all the time in the 10, and when we are filled with it, then we will build a screen? Answer: no, you do not determine this. You are only asking for correction in order to be closer to your friends and help them to be filled with light. You should strive to be good instruments in the hands of the Creator, that is, to wish that the Creator fills the whole world with goodness through you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 26, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam after the Tzimtzum. Deaf hearts. Question: you say that if we treat each other well, we will follow a good path of development, and if not, then we will follow the path of suffering. But you still have to believe in it. We are not taught this at school or anywhere else. And even if I believed it, then another problem arises. It is necessary to somehow realize the connection with others who perhaps do not even think about it. Where did this knowledge come from? Who said that this is how you should behave? Answer: all this was written thousands of years ago, much earlier than all other knowledge appeared. Comment: and for thousands of years we have been fighting and destroying each other, and there is no connection with love, unity, and proper relationships. My response: that is right. But still, you see that there are people who stand up and tell everyone else, let's live peacefully. Let's work against our selfishness, which is the cause of all our suffering. Let's be kinder to each other. But it passes by our ears and does not penetrate into our hearts that only want to hear slander. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, March 14, 2024. Mutual desire. Question: what kind of work should we do in our clea to fulfill the desire of the Creator? Answer: we must unite among ourselves in one desire with which we can turn to the Creator, and He will fulfill it. In other words, by uniting, we want to affect and bestow on each other. This property fills our common desire. We turn to the Creator and ask Him for the upper light to fill us with the intention of bestowal. Question: the Creator desires connection with us, and our job is to achieve connection with Him. How can we quickly find this first contact in each state and then develop it? Answer: in each state, we should strive for greater unification so that the small desires of each one will unite with the others, and we will feel a greater desire with which we can already turn to the Creator, and He will fill it. Question: how can we check that our requests to the Creator are correct? Answer: if your thoughts coincide with those of your friends, and you jointly join in turning to the Creator, you achieve your goal. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 24, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam Haman Pockets. Questions about spiritual work, 102. Question: What does it mean that intention should cover all desires? Answer: All desires that may arise in a person should be under the intention to bestow, to unite. Question: How can we avoid speculating in the name of the Creator, and while seeing all the flaws in the 10, justify and lead a righteous life? Answer: You cannot justify what you see as evil. But you can simultaneously act as a righteous person, meaning to treat people with love and mercy. Question: From which moment is the nation called Israel? Is it from exiting Egypt, standing at Mount Sinai, or receiving the Torah? Answer: It is from the moment it directs itself toward the upper connection with the Creator. Question: Is there a difference between the concepts of Jews and Yahudi? Answer: Yes. Jews is a common term, while Yahudi means from the tribe of Judah. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 21, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. There is a certain people. Qualitative unification efforts. Question: What are the qualitative efforts of our connection in our tens and our global group? Answer: Qualitative efforts consist of thinking about our unification, and this action attracts us with its quality. After all, when we rise to the level of the Creator, we can influence all of nature, which will become unified as a result of our efforts, and then we will be invincible. Humankind will see from our example how to act, it will also strive for unity, and the whole world will rise to the level of the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 21, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. There is a certain people. When you have the right intention. Question: Help me understand what "for my own sake" means. There is a way when you are ready to unite, annul yourself, and do everything necessary with the intention for the Creator to change your nature. The second way is when you do all actions of bestowal because you want to get to that, but you reveal that you are doing it for yourself. Which one is correct? Answer: The correct method is the one in which you have the right intention. And the intention should be only for the sake of others. If, in the end, you do not see yourself at all but only see how it enters into others, then your intention is correct. Question: But then it turns out that the second way is also correct. Do you mean that you do everything for the sake of others and still realize that you acted for yourself? Answer: No, that is incorrect. You reveal that you did everything you could for the sake of others. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 22, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. A lot is an awakening from above.